The war crimes trial of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic has completed its second week. Over the past several days, witnesses from Kosovo have testified about Serb attacks in the province in the months leading up to the 1999 NATO bombing campaign. Milosevic, serving as his own defense counsel, has managed to unnerve the survivors and displayed unexpected courtroom savvy. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from The Hague.
Yesterday's session started with an unexpected development. Agim Zichiri, a 49-year-old Kosovo-Albanian farmer, was supposed to undergo more cross-examination. But the frail man sitting hunched in his seat told Judge Richard May he had nothing more to say.
Mr. Zichiri, are you feeling fit enough to go on with your evidence?
No, I'm not well at all.
Mr. Zichiri, if you can deal with some questions for 10 minutes, we'll allow Mr. Milosevic to ask questions for that time. Can you manage that?
No, please, excuse me.
The witness was excused, and Judge May said the incomplete cross-examination could eventually affect the bench's ruling on his testimony. This was the second setback for the prosecution after Milosevic succeeded Wednesday in blocking testimony by the prosecution's chief Kosovo investigator on the grounds it would be hearsay. Yesterday's second witness was much more combative. Fahim Alshani, a 67-year-old former accountant, went blow for blow with Milosevic, sitting at an angle and steadfastly never looking at the defendant. Elshani said Serb forces herded some 20,000 Kosovo Albanians into his village of Nagaft. Echoing the earlier witness, Elshani described a rampage of burning houses and shooting by Serb fighters. Under cross-examination, speaking through an interpreter, the witness shot back at Milosevic and told of a killing incident by Serb forces.
How can you say that nothing happened? You burned three elderly women. It is unimaginable, the things that you have done.
However, under Milosevic's questioning, several contradictions emerged. Elshani had said he didn't know anything about the Kosovo Liberation Army, but then had to admit that his son was a member. And it remained unclear whether an explosion in his yard that killed nine people was caused by Serb shelling or by NATO bombs. Prosecutor Cristina Romano appeared a little shaky and disorganized as she questioned the witnesses. Judge May didn't hide his impatience and called her to task. But Principal Prosecutor Jeffrey Nice jumped to her defense.
I think Ms. Romano was quite correct.
Well, she wasn't doing it so that the court could follow, so therefore it was not correct. If she would follow and listen to what the court is saying, we'd all get on much better.
The testy exchange was a sign of the high tension in the courtroom since the trial opened on February 12th. One cause could be the defendant's surprisingly strong performance. Milosevic says he doesn't recognize the tribunal, so he was expected to be disengaged and distant. On the contrary, not only has he been active, he has conducted tough and focused questioning of witnesses, making the prosecution's job more complicated. So far, the trial has disappointed independent journalists from both Kosovo and Serbia. Augustin Paljotza, the correspondent of the Kosovo daily Kohaditore, is disturbed that the witnesses, who are also victims, are being subjected to questioning by the man they consider responsible for their individual tragedies.
I call that like a kind of informative talk that the Serbian police in Kosovo used to have for the Albanians when they invited to the police station and asking suggestive questions and trying to manipulate them and to get from them the answers that they wanted to. This way is Milosevic behaving here in the court.
The trial resumes on Monday. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.